the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, President Donald Trump has threatened the EU with a 200% tariff on drinks, including wine and champagne, if the EU goes ahead and imposes a tariff on US whiskey or bourbon. With Ireland caught in the middle of this potential trade war, where does that leave the Irish drinks industry? Well, joining me now is Mary Sadlier of Cool Swan Irish Cream Liqueur. Mary, you're very welcome to the programme.
Morning, Richard.
Your product, which obviously has whiskey in it, you sell to the US. Is the US a big part of your business?
It sure is. It's about 50% and growing. And we've put a lot of effort and investment into it.
So if this 200% tariff was to go ahead, what would that mean for the price of your product in the US and for the business?
So we, the last administration, Trump administration, put tariffs on cream liqueurs. And that was a 25% tariff, and it saw our bottle increase at retail price on the shelf by $6. So 200% would see it increase, on top of its current price, it would increase the price by about $30, $32.
What sort of response did you have when you read or heard about this possible 200%?
Interestingly, we were very calm and we thought this too will pass, because since 2019, when the first tariff went on, that tariff went off. Then we had COVID. Then we had Brexit really kicked in at that stage in sort of 21, 22. So I think we're getting very adept at being resilient and understanding that you have to navigate all of these things.
And the last tariffs that were introduced, you actually had products in transit on the high sea when it was announced. What happened?
Yeah, I woke up October 2019. I woke up to Morning Ireland, and the headline news was tariffs have just gone on cream liqueurs. I literally, you can see the imprint of me on the wall, because I shot out of bed and I thought, what in God's name? So yeah, we had, the stock was supposed to have been in the States 3 weeks earlier. We got bumped in Rotterdam. Our container was left on the quay, and then we finally got aboard a ship. But so we were 24 hours out from New York port. And the announcement was made, and it was immediate. That's the thing about tariffs. They typically are immediate. And so, yeah, we had to find the money, because we import our product into the US. So we're the importer. So our US business had to find the money to pay the tax.
So you had to do all of that very quickly. And
24 hours.
Hopefully that won't happen again, but you never know how it's going to play out. Yeah. What about for, like, the last time out, Scotch whiskey was affected by US tariffs. UK was still technically part of the EU. Brexit hadn't fully kicked in. Irish whiskey avoided the tariffs. Mm. Your cream liqueur was affected, but Irish whiskey avoided it. How serious do you think it could be for the Irish whiskey sales?
Well, if the tariff hits, it's always serious. But I think there's, this time it's more serious, because there's consumer sentiment we now have to plug into the equation. So whereas before, he had a thriving economy in Trump one. It's, you got to watch the economy as well, because whatever about tariffs, you know, you can market and you can work with your distributor and you can figure out pricing that leaves it within reach. You know, because your whole thing is about how elastic is your price to customers. How far up the price chain will they go for your product? So you can figure that out. But you add in the potential for quite a deep recession in the US, and you're up against it. I mean, you'll have to navigate it. This too will pass, would be my view, but we're going to have to navigate it very carefully.
This threat of the 200% is in response to an EU retaliation, where they said they were going to put a tariff on US whiskey imports into the EU. Are you kind of sorry that they decided to pick the fight on American whiskey? Because it sort of drags the Irish spirits industry into this.
Yeah. But if I was to regret everything that was done outside of our business, you know, I'd have a very long list, because you're sort of a shock taker. You know, there's a lot of things go on in the world. And I think what you learn to do in business is not to think you can control what's happening, but how do you respond to it? And that's where all our energy goes. How do we respond?
Is there anything that you can do to mitigate against this?
Drink plenty of Cool Swan, sit back and relax and realise this too will pass. Yeah, you can. You can be, your biggest thing is relationships. Build your relationships, maintain your relationships. Don't give up. Keep the quality of your product strong. Your plan is the same now as it was before the tariffs. It'll be the same after the tariffs. And now it's just really steady as we go. Navigate it as carefully as we can. I mean, we're very lucky. we have a very high quality liquid, and we know, and we figured out how to create a premium category within the cream liqueur category.
So you'd hope that would insulate.
So yeah,
we
believe that'll see.
But your advice is sort of just keep going. You channel the O'Donovan brothers, do you?
That's it. What did they say? Get in and roll like a dog. Yeah, it's the exact same. That's exactly the energy.
That's what it all comes down to. Mary Sadlier, CEO of Cool Swan Irish Cream Liqueur. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.